Jesus sat and watched two categories of people. First, those who put money into the offering box out of their wealth. Two, those who put in what they cherished most. He sat down and watched. What you gave is not as important to Jesus as the way you give it. Calling his disciple to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything. What she cherished, what her life depended on, by Jesus' reckoning, outwardly, she was very poor. Inwardly, she was the richest. In other words, the rich may be outwardly wealthy. Inwardly, they are poor because they have transferred their loyalty, their commitment, their love from God to their material wealth. It is more blessed to be rich and so be on the side of giving than to be poor and so be on the side of receiving. It makes us like unto God, who gives to all and receives from none. A time to give is a time to dishonor ourselves, so that the law may be honored by what we have to give. We make a living by what we receive, and we make a life by what we give. The secret of blessing is in giving. Those who are to receive must learn to give. It is more blessed, more rewarding to give than to receive. The book of Romans instructs every giver to give in humility, simplicity, and cheerfulness. When we give in humility and simplicity, we give for God's sake. When we give for God's sake, we shall receive 100-fold. When we give for God's sake, we are planting seeds which will be multiplied back to us. Some people see giving as a way of helping those they are giving to. As a result, they magnify themselves above those they are given to. It is a rare privilege to be in a position to give. A time of giving is a time to show remorse, not a time to show off. A time to give is a time to dishonor ourselves, so that the Lord might be honored by what we have to give. Jesus sat and watched two categories of people. First, those who put money into the offering box out of their wealth. Two, those who put in what they cherished most. He sat down and watched. What you gave is not as important to Jesus as the way you give it.